She's been doing it for quite a number of years now. I'm talking about Donna McKinney and Sharing Christmas. Why don't you share the information with us about the event that comes up and what help people can give you this year, Donna?
Yes, this is our, I think, 27th or 28th year, and the dinner is takes place at St. Vincent de Paul Church on Northridge Road near the intersection of Route 254 and 57. And diners can come in and eat there, compliments of Sharing Christmas. Or if you're a shut-in, you need a meal delivered, we make deliveries.
And this, of course, is on Christmas, then. That's
yes, it is, maybe. On Christmas Day. There will be Santa Claus there and a full-course meal for all the people who can come in. For those who can't come in, we send out a full-course meal, piping hot, complete with dessert.
Now, where do you get the funds or the ability to provide a meal like this?
Well, the Board of Directors of Sharing Christmas starts in September, and we solicit from organizations and businesses in the Lorain County area. And thankfully, they are very generous with us. They know it's a good cause. And then once we have our funds accumulated, we begin to plan our meal and figure out how many will be serving. And in the past couple years, we have found that we do more deliveries than we do people coming in.
And who does those delivering?
Volunteers. Hundreds of volunteers come to help us with setting up tables and setting out placemats and pretty poinsettias on the table, cooking the food on Christmas morning. And then drivers come, people who are willing to drive wherever we send them. And they have their coolers to keep the food warm, and off they go. And the joy that they receive, the people come back, and they're ready to deliver more.
You know, it's one of those things where people sometimes at the holidays, they spend it with family and friends, but they also think about sharing it with others. And that's the title you have, Sharing Christmas. So this becomes part of their holiday tradition, I would assume, then.
That's correct. And I'm amazed at the number of families that come out. Maybe they've done their Christmas gathering with their family beforehand or after. It varies, but they come out with their children even. And this is especially true when they have younger children. They take it and deliver food. And we've had in the past one glorious story of a family who came in and took their cooler and went to deliver. And when they got to the house, it was very disheveled. And the family thought about it and thought about it in the car, and then Mom and the girls went back in and did some house cleaning and dishwashing, and Dad and the boys came back to the church and delivered some more, and then went back and picked up Mom and the girls. Just a wonderful expression of Christmas spirit and caring for others.
We're talking today with Donna McKinney about Sharing Christmas. They provide the Christmas meals either at a location or they bring it out to you. How do you know how many meals to prepare? What kind of figures do you come up with, or how is it that known what?
Well, we just take a random guess, really, based on the previous year's experience. And last year we fed under 200 on site, but we delivered out almost 500 meals. And this year, Meals on Wheels people are jumping on board, have called me and asked me for flyers to give to their clients because they don't deliver on holidays. So we expect a lot more deliveries and hopefully more eating in. We're guessing probably 700 to 750 people altogether this year.
And, of course, through the years it seems to grow, and the more people know about it, as you say, become a part of it, both from those who receive and those who give too, right?
That's right. My phone is already ringing off the wall because the Chronicle-Telegram did a nice story, and my phone number was in there, and they're calling already. I've never volunteered before, but I want to help. And others say, well, I've helped a lot in the past in different ways. What can I do different this year?
Well, what are some of the different, maybe some of the different ways people can volunteer? You mentioned there's ones who have they like to get out on the road and go deliver the meals, but obviously you talk about setup, decorating, people just there to have a warm smile, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Early in the morning, we, of course, start cooking the food, preparing the food, and cutting up desserts and putting them on the table. There's a tree to decorate, And all this requires lots of help, and then it just goes right on into the as soon as the food is ready, which generally is about 11:30, we start packing up for the deliveries out. And as soon as we have a gathering of maybe 8 or 10 people that are ready to dine in, as long as the food's ready, we start serving.
Now I've left a holiday meal and tried to pack my leftovers. You guys probably have it down pat and know what goes on the bottom and what goes on top to make it work well on a trip.
Huh? Absolutely, and we keep it as warm as possible by asking the drivers, who very much cooperate by bringing coolers. And the extra special thing is, even on Christmas Day, if at the last minute, like a few years back when we had that terrible snowstorm, people find themselves not able to go 20 miles to somebody's house for the day as planned, they can call at the last minute and get a meal delivered.
Well, I guess we could give out that phone number, or if people want to find out about volunteering, still time for that, as well as if those want to have part of the meals delivered or even coming out to that, again, the location for it and a phone number so they can get involved.
Okay, the dinner is served at St. Vincent de Paul Church, and that's where the volunteers need to come on Christmas Day. People can call to have meals delivered or for volunteer services. You can call 440-324-5212, extension 137. On Christmas Day, you can call 440-324-4606. And, of course, anyone can call my number, 440-323-7089.
Donna McKinney with Sharing Christmas. Thanks for sharing the stories with us, and hopefully we got some people that will be enjoying a Christmas holiday this year with the folks from Sharing Christmas. Appreciate it again this year.
Thank you very much, and may God's blessings be yours all through the year.